5番の問題を見てください。これからフィルターバブルについての講義を聞きます。以下は講義中に配布されたワークシートです。それを参考に講義を聞いて、設問1と2に答えなさい。放送は2回流れます。
Where do you get your news? Not so many years ago,People accessed most of their news on television and in newspapers, perhaps radio as well. Recently, of course, the internet is growing in popularity as a way to keep up to date on what is going on in the world, especially for younger people. With this increased use of the internet, and especially social media, it is important to be aware of a phenomenon known as a filter bubble.A filter bubble is defined as an environment, and especially an online environment, in which people are exposed only to opinions and information that conform to their existing beliefs. On the internet, this happens because of a process called personalization, where what one sees, for example, in search results or social media feeds, is tailored for each individual user.This personalization is conducted by algorithms, which are a kind of computer program designed to use information and produce particular results based on that information. So, depending on which websites, articles, videos, or images people have viewed in the past, as well as a range of other personal information, such as location, age, etc., the algorithms determine what they would most likely be interested in seeing in the present or future, and show those items. Eli Pariser, an author and entrepreneur, introduced and popularized the idea of the filter bubble. He explained how filter bubbles work and talked about some of the associated problems. In one example,He demonstrated how even if two people search the same word on their own devices, using the same search engine, such as Google, Bing, or Yahoo, they will likely get very different search results. Another example was regarding social media, where the algorithms prioritize posts from people or news sources based on what the user tends to view the most. For instance,If they mainly view news that has a conservative viewpoint, then the algorithms will feature other news stories with a conservative viewpoint in the future too. One of the problems mentioned by Pariser about this process of personalization is that it is mostly invisible to the users. Thus, people do not consciously choose what information they will see.Rather, the algorithm chooses for them. Secondly, he made the point that people will not be aware of what they are missing if they never see it in the first place. So they may unknowingly overlook crucial information. It has been argued that this could cause people to have narrower outlooks on important topics, such as political or social issues.And lead to people developing more extreme ideas than they would if they were exposed to a wider variety of ideas. They may take sides rather than finding common ground or compromising on issues. This could increase the polarization of public opinion, meaning that there is a wide division between groups of people holding sharply contrasting ideas.In contrast, others have criticized the idea, saying that there is no significant impact of filter bubbles on polarization of public opinion in reality. Furthermore, it is said that filter bubbles may occur not only on the internet, but with other media sources such as television as well. Nevertheless, it seems advisable to at least be aware of filter bubbles,and to think of ways to avoid being trapped in one, especially when relying on the internet as one's main source of news and information.
続いて2回目を始めます。
Where do you get your news? Not so many years ago, people accessed most of their news on television and in newspapers, perhaps radio as well. Recently, of course, the internet is growing in popularity as a way to keep up to date on what is going on in the world, especially for younger people. With this increased use of the internet, and especially social media, it is important to be aware of a phenomenon known as a filter bubble. A filter bubble is defined as an environment, and especially an online environment, in which people are exposed only to opinions and information that conform to their existing beliefs. On the internet, this happens because of a process called personalization, where what one sees, for example, in search results or social media feeds, is tailored for each individual user. This personalization is conducted by algorithms, which are a kind of computer program designed to use information and produce particular results based on that information. So, depending on which websites, articles, videos, or images people have viewed in the past, as well as a range of other personal information, such as location, age, etc., the algorithms determine what they would most likely be interested in seeing in the present or future, and show those items. Eli Pariser, an author and entrepreneur, introduced and popularized the idea of the filter bubble. He explained how filter bubbles work and talked about some of the associated problems. In one example, he demonstrated how even if two people search the same word on their own devices, using the same search engine, such as Google, Bing, or Yahoo, they will likely get very different search results. Another example was regarding social media, where the algorithms prioritize posts from people or news sources based on what the user tends to view the most. For instance, if they mainly view news that has a conservative viewpoint, then the algorithms will feature other news stories with a conservative viewpoint in the future too. One of the problems mentioned by Pariser about this process of personalization is that it is mostly invisible to the users. Thus, people do not consciously choose what information they will see. Rather, the algorithm chooses for them. Secondly, he made the point that people will not be aware of what they are missing if they never see it in the first place. So they may unknowingly overlook crucial information. It has been argued that this could cause people to have narrower outlooks on important topics, such as political or social issues, and lead to people developing more extreme ideas than they would if they were exposed to a wider variety of ideas. They may take sides rather than finding common ground or compromising on issues. This could increase the polarization of public opinion, meaning that there is a wide division between groups of people holding sharply contrasting ideas. In contrast, others have criticized the idea, saying that there is no significant impact of filter bubbles on polarization of public opinion in reality. Furthermore, it is said that filter bubbles may occur not only on the internet, but with other media sources such as television as well. Nevertheless, it seems advisable to at least be aware of filter bubbles, and to think of ways to avoid being trapped in one, especially when relying on the internet as one's main source of news and information.
これでリスニング試験の放送は終わりです。引き続き回答を続けてください。